Welcome back in, Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yum. Going to switch gears a little bit here. Talk some actual college football. Joe Selfo played center for the NC State Wolfpack last year. Actually played pretty good. Going back and watching some of that film, I thought he had a great year. And obviously transferred in from South Alabama, so a lot to get to and talk to with Joe about. How you doing this morning, Joe?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to this show. I've always been told that I got the face for radio, so we'll see how this goes.
What was your experience like transferring from South Alabama to NC State as a graduate? I'm always intrigued by how that process happens. I mean, are you seeking out coaches? Do they find out that you want to transfer? How does that even work?
It's me. I seeked out another opportunity, and no team would talk to me unless I had my release or anything. So it was definitely a big decision for me, and my family helped me out a lot. And it was just awesome to be able to play for two different programs, two great programs at that. So I got the experience of playing in the Sun Belt, and then I got the experience of playing in the ACC. So wouldn't have traded it for the world.
Now, you had a chance. I rated my top five defensive lines returning in college football this year, and you actually played against a couple of them, practiced against one. I got Florida State up there. I got Clemson number one. I got NC State in my top five. Tell me first and foremost about that D-line that you practiced against each and every day, and some of those guys are going to be coming back for that Wolfpack defensive front this fall.
Absolutely. First you got Chubb on the outside, Street on the outside as well, B.J. Hill on the inside, Justin Jones on the inside. Just those four right there. I mean, going against that competition every single day, I don't think it gets much better than that. I mean, I've played against, Florida State's D-line last year, Miami, Clemson, all those guys, and I feel like NC State's defensive line is the best that I've ever gone against consistently. How they approach the practice every single day, how they approach the workout every day. It's obvious that they're going to be the best in college football this season. They all complement each other, and I think it's impressive that they can get after the football at the level that they do.
Joe Selfo joining us, former starting center at South Alabama and NC State, was at NC State a season ago. This offense that you played in last year under Eli Drinkwitz, he'll be back. Ryan Finley's back at quarterback. Nyheim Himes back at tailback. Jalen Samuels is sort of a Swiss Army knife, do-it-all type guy. It was year one under Drinkwitz last year. How much more can we expect to be installed? How much further can this offense progress, in your opinion, year two?
I think the offense will go as far as, they want it to go. I think they lost three starters from offense last year, so you can't coach experience. And I think that every single person on that offense coming back is that much better and that much more experienced. And there's no telling what they're going to do on offense. Finley had an awesome year last year, so he's only going to get better this year. A receiver, you lost one guy in Cherry. Running back, you lost Matt Days up front. I was the only one that they lost. So Garrett Bradbury will make that transition to center, and they'll be solid up front. Tyrone Prescott started several games last year, and he was a heck of a ball player. So I don't think they're going to miss a beat up front on the offensive line, in my opinion. And then, Drinkwitz is a heck of a coach, and he'll there's no telling what they're going to be like this year on offense. They'll definitely be explosive, be down the field, and be a good football team.
Describe Dave Doran as a head football coach.
Coach Doran is by far one of the most loyal people that I've ever been around. He'll definitely, he's going to look out for his guys, and he knows how to rally the troops, he's a straightforward person, and you can't ask for much more than that. He's honest. He's up front. He's always going to have your back no matter what. And he knows how to motivate his guys. That's one thing that I noticed as soon as I got there is that he's going to get the best out of you every single day. And guys want to play for him. They enjoy going out to practice for him every single day. Just the environment, the culture, the standard that he sets up there is something that I've never been around in my life before, and I appreciate every single day I had to be in it. And, how he can just turn everybody, the whole program around, and get everybody going in the right direction is really impressive. Tremendous leader.
You also played at South Alabama, and you play for Joey Jones, a program that is continuing to grow and is on the rise, and he's done a fantastic job there. They were able to do the unthinkable to open the season last year and win at Mississippi State. They'll open up the season in Oxford, Mississippi this year. Based on what you know about that team, you're not too far removed, and you still know a lot of the guys on that team, I'm sure. What are your expectations of them maybe being able to go 2-0 back-to-back seasons and openers in the state of Mississippi?
I've always said it, man. Never count South Alabama out of the picture. You never know what's going to happen with them. They're obviously a great football team. They got some great coaches and great players. And I think that they got a great shot to open up the season beating Ole Miss out there in Oxford. I wouldn't be surprised at all, actually.
Joe Selfo, former center, starting center at South Alabama and NC State. Joining us now on the phones, you can follow him on Twitter at JSelfo66. That's JSCELFO66. Looking around the rest of the ACC, I mean, this is we voted yesterday on the show. Now, our listeners all voted that the SEC West is by far the toughest division in college football, but I think the division that you played in last year just might be the toughest division in college football. Describe some of those other teams that you went against and just what that experience was like and maybe who you expect to stand out this year more than any other teams.
Yeah, I mean, every single team we played, well, I was impressed with. You got to think about Miami. You know, they were really young last year on defense. And I think, three of their linebackers were true freshmen. And they were impressive, you know. And I think that they'll have a great shot this season. Florida State. You know, Florida State's defensive line, their defense altogether is really good, really impressive, really strong. Notre Dame, I know that NC State plays at Notre Dame this season. You know, I think they're going to be really good this year. Clemson, of course. I don't know a division in college football that gets much better than that, you know. Just the experience that everybody's bringing guys back this season in the ACC. That's the thing that at least I've noticed, I've realized, is that a lot of these teams are – bringing a lot of people back next year, so it's just going to be that much more intriguing to see what happens.
You know the individuals on that NC State football team. You know these guys that are going to be back, their personalities, their mental makeup. I've said that, and I've kind of gone on record, that when you look at in the fourth quarter being 17-17 at Clemson, a chance to kick a field goal and win that football game, you know, the situation that you were in late in the fourth quarter against Florida State, a chance to win that game, in the Miami game, that there's a lot to be learned from losses like that. Do you believe that the leadership is in place and the mental makeup of this football team is capable of taking being close in some of those huge games and using that, learning from that, and growing from that in 2017?
110%. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think that starts in the weight room with Coach D'Antonio Burnett, Coach Thunder. That's something that he instilled as I was leaving there, you know, this past December. That's something that he was instilling already when we were going into the bowl game, is that, guys, we're going to be a fourth quarter football team. We're going to overcome this adversity. We're going to finish games. And it was obviously clear last year that we weren't quite finishing the games. But we were in every single game, if you look at it, besides Louisville. So I think 100% that they'll turn it around and they can be a much more mature football team this season. I mean, the whole – defense is almost seniors up front. They're juniors and seniors. Finley's a 22-23-year-old, you know, vet. Running back Naheem, this is his junior year. So you got a bunch of older guys. This is Coach Doran's football team. You know, he brought every single one of those guys in, and this is their fourth, fifth year. And it's going to be a very mature football team this season.
You guys got a dude named Coach Thunder in the weight room?
Coach Thunder, I'm telling you, man. He played linebacker at NC State. He's the guy around there, man.
It's not surprising. I don't know if you saw the video of Kentavious Street blasting a 700-pound squat this morning that's floating around.
Hey, I've seen it. I saw it all last year, man. Coach Thunder, I'm telling you right now, you need to get him on the show. He's one of a kind. He's the best.
Who's a guy that maybe, I mean, we've talked about some of these D linemen. You mentioned Naheem Himes, Jalen Samuels, Ryan Finley, the quarterback. Who's a dude maybe that, I don't know, was banged up last year, is a newcomer, that you're kind of waiting to see him bust out for the Wolfpack this fall?
I would say somebody that's very underappreciated and flying under the radar is Cole Cook. He's the Y, and he's a blocking tight end. And if you watch film, you know, I think he does a lot of things that goes unnoticed, especially a lot in the outside zone scheme that, you know, NC State's big on. And I think he's definitely a little under the radar, doesn't get too much attention, but what he does is priceless. Him and Reggie Gillespie, running back number four last year, he a big guy, you know, he can he's going to get 3 yards a carry. I think he's a little under the radar. And then Jermaine Pratt, the defensively, it's Jermaine Pratt. He's a linebacker. He was he sat out last year. He redshirted. He got hurt, and then he redshirted. But this season, I think Jermaine Pratt's gonna shock the country. I'm gonna go ahead and say the country. I think he's gonna have a breakout year.
There you go. How good was Matthew Days last year?
Oh, unreal, man! The vision that he had, the patience that he showed. Matt's a really good football player. He actually reminds me of Xavier Johnson a little bit from South Alabama. But I feel like those two guys are similar. They both do a lot of great things, but Matt's special when it comes to finding the hole and sticking his foot in the ground and getting vertical.
I think he's going to be an NFL back for a long time. I was so impressed watching him from a year ago. Did you guys take any extra motivation into the bowl game because that was an SEC team, and maybe just people in other conferences, player in other conferences, are just tired of hearing about the SEC?
You know, I think a lot of guys in the ACC are tired of hearing about that, but you know, not too much. We didn't really talk about it. You know, maybe some guys thought about it, but nobody really talked about it. We know that Vandy had just come off beating Georgia, Tennessee, and Ole Miss, I think. So we were definitely going into the game like, you know, this is our shot to prove that, you know, we believe that we're in the top tier of college football, being in the ACC and everything. And that was a good win. That was a big win. It was a great win for the program. Great way to close out last season, that's for sure.
Either school, either destination, who's the one guy that you would most rather not have to line up and play against again?
There was a guy my redshirt freshman year from Tennessee, McCullers. I'm not sure if he's still playing or not. Do you remember him?
I think I remember the name, yeah.
McCullers, yeah. He's like 6'7", 375, 380. And I'm not the tallest guy in the world, so that's a guy I would probably rather not block again. And then the guy from Florida State was pretty good, Nandi.
Yeah, Derek Nandi's a stud, man.
Yeah, I thought he was really impressive.
Yeah.
Number seven from Miami was pretty good, too.
Daniel McCullers with the Steelers now, 6'7", 352.
Yeah. I got measured in at like 6005, I think. 30-inch arms, so try blocking that.
Yeah, use that leverage, man. Hey, Joe, great stuff, man. We really appreciate the time. We'd love to have you back again soon. Congrats on a great collegiate career, and enjoy the conversation, man. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it as well. Can't wait.